Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
We start with Deontay Johnson. Finally getting signed, and he goes to Cleveland, signing with the Browns, joining alongside their 15 quarterbacks that they now have on the roster. Cedric Tillman, Jerry Jeudy, and another pass catcher in David Njoku. So this is a team in the Cleveland Browns that, again, you know, they add Joe Flacco in the offseason. They trade for Kenny Pickett. They draft Dillon Gabriel ahead of, and then follow that immediately by drafting Shedeur Sanders as well. Very, very strange situation. They draft Quinshon Judkins as well. Man, listen, this is a team that made a lot of moves in this early portion of this offseason, and it feels like a very different team than they had in 2024. And then very quietly, Matt, they sneak in this Deontay Johnson signing. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, and they also doubled up at running back, too. They took Dylan Sampson in the fourth round. So I thought that was interesting that a team with kind of a lot of needs, like an offensive line that's a little bit of it's an older group. I'm not too sure about the tackles, DeJuan Jones and Jack Conklin at this point in his career. It's a very volatile unit. It could be good. We could be looking at like a disaster in 2026, like heading into that year.
It could be a disaster in 2025, just because, again, as you mentioned, the age, the injury concerns, it's a fragile group, man.
Yeah, I think Nate or Yahoo's called it a ticking time bomb, and I think that's appropriate with this offensive line. So, and obviously the only pass catcher addition they took was Harold Fannin in the third round to be kind of a, you know, maybe successor to David Njoku, but for the time being, I think signaled that they're going back to 12 personnel. This has just been very Stefanski coded, like, hey, this shotgun spread world that we lived in with Deshaun Watson, that's over. It's out the window. We're back to the way Stefanski wants to run his offense. And I thought it was interesting that they didn't take a wide receiver, obviously, because originally it seemed like they were going to, you know, take Travis Hunter second overall. They obviously didn't. They make a trade down that probably needed to happen just to acquire future assets. And they're just going to see what happens this year at quarterback. So they come out of the draft without a wide receiver. They do get the best. I think the best wide receiver on the market when he's on the field and engaged with the process, which is Deontay Johnson. It's been a minute since we have seen that. But anyways, man, I don't really know what to make of this Deontay Johnson move. He gets the stone minimum. I would think I'd be kind of foolish to sit here and say, like, here's what's going to happen with Deontay Johnson. Cause like, we'll see if he makes the team. We'll see where he's at. Certainly they need a separator. I think they need a more consistent route runner than Jerry Jeudy, because Jeudy is probably better as a two than a one. Not that I'm saying Deontay Johnson is going to come in here and be the number one receiver on this team. I'm still interested in Cedric Tillman. But regardless, I don't know. I I was hoping for something a little bit better for Deontay, but you can't really hope for much at this point. He's just lucky to be on a roster.
$1.17 million for Deontay Johnson, the veteran minimum. And how about this? No guaranteed money. The Browns could cut Johnson at any point before the regular season, and they would pay him literally nothing.
Yeah,
that is incredible. And that is where Deontay Johnson is at in his career journey right now. So I'll tell you what, man, if he is locked in and engaged, if this is finally a wake-up call for him, where he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I had to sign a vet minimum deal with no guaranteed money. If that is
with the
finally,
Cleveland Browns, with the Cleveland Browns,
with the Browns of all teams, if this is not a wake up call, this is it. I think if it doesn't work out with Cleveland, this is it for Deontay Johnson. So. Yeah. Again, this is truly, in my opinion, I think this is his last stop. And I'm saying this knowing that the NFL is, you know, thirsty for wide receivers. They're thirsty for pass catchers. It's a passing league. But still, I just think that this is Deontay's last chance. Let's talk about the fit here. Okay. Because again, when he is locked in and engaged, let's say this is just Madden, Matt. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're putting together a Madden roster. All right. Now you can control Deontay Johnson. All right. Like he's just on the roster. He's on the field. You're doing the video game thing. All right. It feels like it's such a great addition just from an X's and O's standpoint, because Cedric Tillman can do, his long ball thing. Jerry Jeudy can, you know, play off the ball, and Deontay Johnson, who's played a lot of X receiver, can do some X receiver things. And it just feels like it really rounds out that room quite nicely.
Yeah. And I think Deontay Johnson probably had his best season in the NFL. From an efficiency, like if you look at he's long been a guy that's gotten crap for like his efficiency metrics, you know, yards per route run, yards per target, as if he hasn't played with jokes, you know, at quarterback over the years.
Exactly.
But that best season was in 2023 when in reception perception, he took a career high 21.1% snaps in the slot, a career high 2.5 snaps in the backfield, was only on the line of scrimmage for 60.6% of his sampled snaps. You know, previously he was like at 84.5%, 90.4%, 77.5%, 80.6%. You know, his highest slot rate prior to that 2023 season was the year before at 10.6. So like he was almost exclusively an X. He got to move a little bit more between flanker and X because in 2023, George Pickens emerged as a guy that they could count on at that X receiver position. Right. And he was more full time there. And I think that was good for Deontay. And like, if he was on the field, I think the fact that Cedric Tillman is going to be one of the most interesting players to consider, like from fantasy perspective, this offseason, just like thinking about what he could be, because I think we're kind of forgetting how really nice that stretch of the season was. Cause it happened. I always give a shout out to Lord Reeves here, Rich Rebar. He always says like, nobody remembers what happens in the middle of the season. You always remember how a player started or how a player finished the season. Cause that's what burns brightest in your mind. Mm-hmm. And Cedric Tillman had his best moments in that middle of the season. And it was a really, really good stretch. He was charting well in reception perception. He was putting it in the box score. And he's, again, like a true X receiver. So Deontay being able to move between flanker slot, alternating with Jerry Jeudy, I think from an on-field perspective, that actually makes a lot of sense. I think it's probably the best way to utilize him, get his route running from a free release perspective, because he's one of these guys, and I say this all the time, you know, he's a smaller player. Like he's open. He gets open all the time.
Right.
But how many quarterbacks, you know, really want to take that throw? We're gonna have this conversation again with this next player that we're gonna discuss in the show as well, oddly enough. But I do think from that perspective, that's how I'd kind of use that trio there. I'd have Cedric Tillman as my true backside X receiver, running a lot of in breakers, and then I'd have Jerry Jeudy kind of doing the fun vertical like runaway route stuff, and then I'd have Deontay Johnson kind of probably honestly maybe for the first time in his career running most of his routes from the slot, and you being like a quick separator quick releases and things like that. I think that might be the best way to get the most out of him. My question is just like, and again, I know this doesn't track with our little Madden scenario. Man, you've got this weird quarterback room that likely is going to, I mean, I can't imagine.
Matt, this is one of the strangest quarterback rooms in NFL history. It really is, right? Like, yes. you've got a veteran presence there who, by the way, knows the playbook. He's operated in this room before with this coaching staff, with this playbook before.
Took him to the playoffs.
Took him and had success. Again, we were joking around about how this is a guy that won comeback player of the year over a guy who literally died.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
That's how impressive his little run was. And again, you know, you take a look at Cedric Tillman, Jerry Jeudy, and now Deontay Johnson. There's a lot to like about that pass catching group. You throw in the tight ends as well. Matt, by the way, Cedric Tillman.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good athlete too, right? 6'3", mm-hmm. 215 pounds. He ran a 4.5, 4.40. He's got a 37-inch vertical. I mean, for that size, that speed, Cedric Tillman can play. Cedric Tillman mm-hmm. can play. And you talk about that middle of the stretch too, Matt. There's a four-game stretch between weeks 7 through 11, right, where he averaged 10 targets a game, took home six yep. receptions, 75.5 yards per game, and caught three touchdowns over those four games. So, yeah, man, that stretch of games was huge, huge for Cedric Tillman. And then, unfortunately, it was that concussion. We thought, okay, he had the concussion, and he basically missed the rest of the season from week 12 and on, which is concerning.
Worrisome.
It's concerning. There's no question. So we got to think about the health there for Cedric Tillman. Can he stay on the football field? Can Deontay Johnson get out of his own head? And can he stay on the football field? Shoot, Matt, we talk about this being a really interesting trio. Let's say Deontay Johnson just crashes out, right? And let's say Cedric Tillman gets another concussion. He's hurt. Now we're looking at a quarterback room that's very tenuous at best. And then Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku are your pass catchers. That's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. And the depth's not very good. We don't really know who Jamari Thrash is at this point. Second year player, Michael Woods, DeAndre Carter is on this roster. DeAndre Carter has been like a net negative presence for the Chargers and the Bears and back-to-back seasons when he's been on the offensive side. Oh God.
Sure.
Do you remember Shane Waldron like designing yes. screens for DeAndre God. Carter when he good has Lord. A top 10 pick in Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, and even Keenan Allen? Like, I mean, and it's like, how can we get the ball in DeAndre Carter and Gerald Everett's hand? What a joke. The 2024 Bears offense. You can tell I've been charting some Odunze lately because these things are fresh in the brain. But
this is why Ben Johnson is there.
But yeah, I mean, it just also it can get pretty thin pretty quick. This Deontay Johnson signing is obviously risky, and I just even think like, man, this is a guy who was complaining for complaining about a lack of targets in a Texans playoff win. A Texans playoff win, and they cut him after the game.
That's so insane.
That was in this calendar year. You're telling me he's all of a sudden like this quarterback room that, like, by the way, there's no shot that Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett are on this roster
at the same time.
Because they're not gonna cut Dylan Gabriel. They might cut Shedeur Sanders. He was a fifth round pick. Like, you cut fifth round picks all the time. But like,
sure.
You're not cutting Dylan Gabriel. You drafted him in the damn third round. You took Shedeur Sanders. You probably don't want to cut him. He's a rookie. Flacco might not even make this team, you know, because, by the way, Flacco, yeah, he was great with this Browns team 2 years ago. He got off with the Colts last year.
Yeah.
And they traded a fifth round pick and your boy Dorian Thompson Robinson for, you know, so basically they traded a fifth round pick for Kenny Pickett. Is Deontay Johnson not going to be in the ear of one of these guys? Like, hey, me. I just don't know.
Kenny Pickett and Deontay Johnson got a little history. Maybe they fire it up again. Who knows?
So the Cleveland Browns saw the 2022 Pittsburgh Steelers and were like, yeah,
you know,
baby,
we need that.
We got to get a piece of that.
Give me that.
What's
right
Matt
there.
Canada
That's
doing?
What we
Where's
need.
He at? Let's get him in the mix.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.